Today is Daf Tes Zayin. This week is sponsored by Sharon Beryl Daskal, Lezeich Nishmach, Yitzhak Moshe Ben Yisrael Yehuda. Shalom Shav and Leah. Okay, I'm not sure.
Friday.
Okay, so we are on Tes Zayin Amud Aleph, three lines down, continuing the drushos of the psukim in the Megillah. So the pasuk says, "Vayomer Melech Manaseh to Yekar Gedulah Mordechai Alzeh, Vayomeru Lunarei Hamelech Mesharsav Lo Naseh Maldover." We didn't do anything for Mordechai yet, so they wanted to give schar to Mordechai. So Amar Rabba says, "The fact that the servants agreed to give schar to Mordechai, Lo Mipnei Sha'ovin as Mordechai, it's not because they love Mordechai so much and they want him to get schar, they want him to get reward. El Mipnei Sha'sonim as Haman, they hated Haman." And they want, you know, my enemy's enemy is my friend. Therefore, they wanted to help Mordechai in order to, to give a little shluch to Haman. So then the pasuk says Haman came and says to hang Mordechai al h asher heichin lo. So Tana, we said the word the price lo is extra. Right? It says heichin lo. You should read it lo heichin, not heichin lo that he prepared. That was prepared for him. So that's how he says, and that's what ends up happening. Because in the end of the day, he was hung on it or hanged on it. But us, so the. Achashverosh says, "Don't you know everything he said?" Vaseichin leMordechai Yudia Yishev b'Shar HaMelech. So the Gemara makes a drasha. He says, "Vaseichin leMordechai, Manu Mordechai." Right. So it's like Haman says back to him, "Who's Mordechai?" So he says back to him, "HaYehudi, the Jewish, the Jew." Amrlei, two of Mordechai could be the day. There are many people named Mordechai. There are many Jews named Mordechai. So Amrlei, so Achashverosh, is that true? So Amrlei, Achashverosh says back to Mordechai, "HaYoshev b'Shar HaMelech." You know, the one who sits at the gate. So now Mordechai knows who he's talking. Haman knows who he's talking about. So Amrlei. So Haman says to the king, "Sagi le b'chad diskarta." It's enough to give Mordechai if you just give him one village. Give him a village. Inami b'chad nahara, or give him one river that he can collect the taxes for people who pass over. But he doesn't have to give him the big day malchus. Just give him this other thing. So Amrlei. So Achashverosh says back to him. He goes, "Yeah, that's not a bad idea. Give him what you just said." And Hadnami Havle, and also give him that. Altiapel Davar Mikol Sher Divarta. Nothing. Don't skimp. Give him everything that you spoke about. So Haman took the clothing and the horse. The Gemara says Azal Ashkechei. He found Mordechai the Yasser Rabbanan Kamei, and he's learning with the Rabbanan. Umachve Luhu Hilchos Kmitza Rabbanan. And he's teaching them Hilchos Kmitza, about, you know, taking the flour out from the Korban Mincha. Rashi says. Dorish be inyan al shalom, the third line of Rashi. V'shisha asar b'nisan hayah. It's the 16th day of Nisan, which means it's the day of Yom Tenut Vasa Omer. They bring them in the Korban Omer. So he's teaching the Mincha how to take Kmitza from the Mincha. So Kevin the Chazi Mordechai the apik lekablei v'susi mecha biyadei. When Mordechai sees Haman coming to meet him with a horse and, you know, holding the reins of a horse, Mirtas. So Mordechai goes afraid. So Amar Hulu LeRabbanan. Mordechai says to the Rabbanan, "Ha Rishaoi leMikle Nafshika Asi. This Russia is coming to kill me. Zil Mikamei. So everyone run away so you don't get caught in the crossfire. Right? Dilo Tachu Begachlato. So you won't get burned by his coal. You won't get caught in the crossfire. But he Shata at that exact moment." This atef Mordechai, so Mordechai wrapped himself in his talis. The kamli litzlosa, he stood up to daven. So asa Haman v'yosel le kamei. So Haman came and sat down next to Mordechai. V'orich ad esalki Mordechai litzlosa. He waited until Mordechai finished davening. Amra luhu. So Haman asked the talmidim, "B'may asiksu? What are you guys dealing with? What are you talking about? So Amra lele. They said back to him, "We're dealing with hilchos kamitza. Bizman she beis hamikdash kayom." Because at the time when the beis hamikdash was extant, man de malde mincha. Whoever voluntarily brought a mincha, would have to bring a kometz of flour. Interesting. Rashi said they were talking about the korban omer, which is a korban chova, and the talmidim here say they're talking about minchas nedava. So amr lahu. So he says, and they get forgiven. So amr lahu. So Haman says asam lekumse kimcha didchu. V'dachi asara alpei kikar kasmi today. He says, "Oh, unbelievable! The komet that you guys are talking about had more power and pushed off the 10,000 kikar kesef of me. Meaning, I wanted to kill Mordechai with 10,000 kesef to get 10,000 kesef, and you guys learning this korban mincha protected you. So it seems to me that Haman, according to this, Haman knew he was done for already. At this point in time, Haman knows that he's done for. So Amar Lei. So Mordechai then says to Haman, Russia, evil person, why are you saying that the kesef is yours? Evet shekarin lechasim. This goes back to we start rolling in the Masechta. They're rolling the Chazal said that Haman was Mordechai's slave. So he says, Eved shekanan nechasim, Eved lemi nechas lemi. If an Eved gets wealth, who does it belong to? It belongs to his master. I'm your master, but not yours. It's mine anyway. This is this, the Chazal's approach. Chazal approach here, number one, that this is not, the base of ministry is not Kayam, and that Haman was a slave to Mordechai. Amrolei, so Haman says to Mordechai, Kum levosh hamani. Go, please get, you know, not please. Get dressed with this, with the Bogadim, the big day Malchus here, Urechov Haisusa, and get up and ride this horse, the boy Lechamalka, because the Melech wants you to do this. Amrolei, so Mordechai says, no, lo yachilna, I can't wear the big day Melech and to ride the horse. Ad the Ailane, the Bay Bunny, the Eshkol Lamazia. I have to go wash because I have to wash and I have to shave. I have to cut my hair because the lav orach arad lishtumushi bani demalkahachi. It's not derech eretz to wear b'day malchus when I'm like I'm right now. He's sitting and fasting for a while, so he's dirty and he's unshaven and unclean. So Esther somehow heard about this. Not sure. Shadra Esther. So Esther went about asartinu lekule bebani lekule umane. Esther went and she commands to close down all of the barbershops. And all of the bathhouses. So now Haman has a problem because Mordechai says he wants to get washed and he has to get a haircut, but everything is closed. So Mordechai has to do it, so Haman has to do it himself. So Ali Il the Bebani, so he brings himself into the base merchas for Aska and he washes him, but also Aska Zudzi Bebase and he brings scissors from his house, the Kashaka de Mazaya, and he cuts his hair. But Hadi the Kashaki at the time that Haman cuts his hair of Mordechai in God. Haman was I guess close to dying, the isnach and he sighed. Amar lei, and Mordechai says to him, "Amai kamid nachas? Why are you groaning?" Amar lei, he says back to him, "Gavra to have a chashav lei lemalka mikule rav ruvanai. A person like me who was thought to be greater than everybody else, hashtu l'shavei v'lanei v'sapai. Now I become a barber and a washer. That's why I'm groaning." So Amar lei. He says to him, "Russia, v'lav sapar shakfar kartsim ha'yusa." Well, this is what you used to do. You were the barber of the village of Kartsim. So you went back now to what you were beforehand. So why are you upset? So then, so Tana, learning the brisa, Haman sapar shakfar kartsim haya esrimishtaim shana. That was his first job for 22 years. He was the barber of Seville. He was the barber of kfar Kartsim. Okay, basar deshalklino limazia. So after Haman, cuts his Mordechai's hair. Lavshinu lemaine, so he gets dressed with their clothing. So Amrale, sak uruchav, get up and ride the horse. Amrale, lo yachilna, I cannot get up on the horse yet. I'm very weak from the fact that I was fasting the past couple of days. So Gachin, Haman bends down, Bisalik, and Mordechai climbs up on his back in order to get up onto the horse. Kisalik, and as he finished getting up, bait bay, Mordechai ends up kicking Haman. So Amrulay, so Haman says to him, "How can you kick me? Lok Sivluchu does not say in your Torah, which actually in Mishlei, bin folay vechal tismach, shouldn't be happy with the fallings of your enemies. That's why we don't say Hallel on this last full Hallel in the last case of Pesach." Amrulay, so Mordechai says to him, No, Hanin Mili, that's usher to be Sameach, that's be Yisrael. That's only if your enemy is a Yisrael. Avavidchu, but umos ha'olam ksiv, v'ata abamosenu tidroch, on their bamos you should trample. I don't know, but the idea that is that true? That's only by Yisrael. I mean, the whole reason why we don't say Hallel on the full Hallel on Shvi Yishol Pesach, one of the reasons at least is because Hashem says Ma'aseh Yodai Tovim Biyam. That's not Yisrael. That's Mitzrayim. So is this?
I don't know, we had the answer to that question already before when he was telling him Alachim that answer.
Right.
Wasn't talking. We're allowed to say it because for us it's a saving.
Right, but they weren't.
Yes.
Right, so but then the Gemara uses that. Gemara uses that to say that we can say full Hallel, but we don't say full Hallel.
We don't say full Hallel because it's not
one of the reasons. The two reasons: one is because of the Karbanos. The other reason given the Gemara is because it's been polo vechalos the tismach. According to that reason, I don't know how this distinction is correct or not. I don't know. Okay, now Haman is leading Mordechai with the on the horse, Vayikra lefanav, and he calls out, Kachay es elish asher melechav itzbekaro. This is what will be done to the person that the king likes. So ki havinakev azu b'shuli the Haman. So we all know this. Medrash, when Haman is walking down his street where he lives, chaziti barti kami ayigra. So his daughter was standing on the roof, saw him pass by. Savra, she mistakenly thought, Hadirachi, if the one is on the horse, is Avua, is her father. Behind the Masgei, Kamei, Mordechai. And the person who's leading the horse is Mordechai. Shakla Atzitza, the base kisei. She took the trough. She took the waste basket, right? And she wanted to throw it on Haman, but she made a mistake. And she wanted to throw it on Mordechai. She made a mistake and she threw it on her father. But she did say Arisha the Avua, threw it on her father. Dal Aine. So Haman looks up to see who threw it, and they catch each other's eyes. She recognizes that she just tossed it on to her father. The Chazet Avuahu. She saw that's her father. Naflam Igrala Ara Umesa. And I guess she fell off. She got so upset either she jumped off or she fell off the roof and she died. Behind the Siv. And that's what the pasuk says right afterwards. It says, "Vayeshev Mordechai el Shar Hamelech." So Mordechai went back to the gate. Amar Rav Sheshe Sheshav Sakol V'Taniso. He went back to his sackcloth and his fasting. V'Haman Nitchaf El Beso Avel V'Chafui Rosh. What's Avel? What is he sad? What's he mourning? Avel El Bito, mourning his daughter who just died. V'Chafui Rosh, and he bowed head and humbled. You know, he was humbled. She'ir Lo, because this whole thing happened to him that the stuff was tossed onto his head. So Haman tells Zeresh, his wife, and to all his loved ones, right? So Karilu Ohavav, he calls them Ohavav, and then Karilu Chachamav, and then calls them his wise people in the pasuk, right? It's called Ohavav. He says a Kol Asher Karahu VaYomru Lo Chachamav. He says it to his Ohavav, and the Chachamav respond. So Amar Rav Yochanan Kol HaOmer Davar Chachma. Whoever says something wise, right? Even if they're not Jewish, even if they're nations of the world, nikra chacham, consider a chacham. And they said something wise, which was, im yizera Yehudi Mordechai, right? If he's Jewish, lo tuchal lo litki napolti polifanav. You're not going to be able to survive him. You will certainly fall before him. This is what they said. Im yishar shvatim ka'asi. If Mordechai comes from the other tribes, yachaltale. You'll be able to win. But the im yishevet Yehuda binyamin and Ephraim and Manasseh is from one of those four, then you have no choice. Lo yachaltele, you will not be able to defeat him. Yehuda, you can't defeat him. Dechsev, because the pasuk. It's so funny how Chazal just assumed that all the goyim, non-Jews, just knew Tanakh and the new Torah. But just this assumption, it's a very Jewish-centric view of the world where everything revolves around that. I mean. And you go to nowadays, and I don't know that there are people, you know, professors or some people that they know, but they're not like this. He says, "Im yishevet Yehuda v'yamin Ephraim v'nashi lechotalei Yehuda d'ksev." The pasuk says, "Yadcha ba'orif oivecha." Your hand is on the neck of your enemies. The inach and the other ones that are mentioned, which is v'yamin Ephraim v'nashi, you can't defeat them because the pasuk in Tehillim says, "Lifnei Ephraim u'b'yamin u'manashi orah es gerusecha." They're going to rise with their strength. You definitely cannot defeat them. Okay, he said, pasuk says, "Ki nafolti pol lefanav." You will surely fall before them. It says nafolti pol twice, the double lashon of falling. Right? Either it's poetic and that's the way you write, or darsh Rav Yehuda bar Ilosh neini filos halalo. These two times it says nafolti pol twice. Lama? Why there two? Amru lo chacham said to Haman, "Uma zo mishulach." This nation in Israel is compared to the dirt, the dust, the sand, right? Besanti and Zaracha Kafara Aretz Umushula Kochavim, and they're also compared to the stars, right? Spora Kochavim Kol Yezarecha Kishahin Yordin. When they're falling, right? What they fall off Yordin Ad Afar, they fall all the way down to the dirt and dust of the ground. Ukishin Olin, and when they rise, Olam Ad Kochavim, they rise up to the heavens. That just a person can't rise up there. So too, no one can defeat them. So that's why it says Nafolti Fall, because when you fall, I guess Mordechai will rise. I'm not sure. No, that's so you're falling twice, right? You're falling, and then you're falling again because Mordechai is rising, right? Then it says, now they're coming to bring him to the party. Sarisei Melech Higiu Vayavhilu Lavias Haman. So Vayavhilu, the Pashup Shad, Vayavhilu is they hurried, right? Vayavhilu. So they said, in other words, like Maharu and Haman. Why Vayavhilu? Milameid Vayavhilu Shehiviu Bivhala. They brought him in his state of fear. He was terrified at this moment in time. He knew what was going on. Then Esther says to Achashverosh, "Ki nimkarnu aniva ami, my nation have been sold. Ki ein tsar shoveh benezek hamelech." You know all this amra lo. So Esther says to Achashverosh, "Tsar zeh, the pain. This pain guy over here, Haman, ein shoveh benezek hamelech. He doesn't pay attention to the harm that's going to fall before the king. Ikne bevi vashni uktala." He got jealous about Vashti and he killed her. Vahashta ikne b'didi, and now he's mekana bi and b'bayli mikdalei. He wants to kill me. So you see that he doesn't care about the king. So Vayomer Melech Achashverosh. So Achashverosh says Vayomer Esther Hamalka. Says to Malka Vayomer Vayomer Lamali. Why is it Vayomer Melech Achashverosh Vayomer Esther Hamalka? Why Vayomer twice? But Tchila originally Alidei Turgamon. But Amra Lod Beis Shaul Kaasne Miyad Vayomer Esther Hamalka. First again, Achashverosh didn't know where Esther was from. So originally he thought that she was a peasant. So he's not worth his time. He's speaking through a translator. Then she finds out that she's from royal blood. She's from the house. Now, so Shaul, now he can speak to her directly. Vatoma Esther Ish Tsar Ba'oyev Haman Hara Hazeh. You know, this evil man, Haman, this Haman. So Amar Belazar Milamed Sheh Haisa Michaveh Klap Achashverosh. Originally, she was pointing towards Achashverosh. You're the evil guy. Uba Malach Basarsa Yadda Klap Haman. Similar to the Moshe story, the Malach came and smacks her hand, so she ends up pointing to Haman. Vahamelech Kameh Hama. So the Melech got up from in his anger, Alginas Sabitan, to the garden. Vahamelech Shav Meginas Sabitan, and then he came back from the garden. So it says he went to the Ginas Sabitan and came back from the Ginas Sabitan. He should just say he came back. We know where he went. So he says Makish Shiva Lekima. It's just comparing his return to when he went out. Makim Lechema, just like he went out in anger. Ap Shiva Lechema. So until he came back, he was even more angry. Why the Azel? Because when he went to the garden. Ashkach Malachi Asharis, he saw Malachim, the Idmule Kigarvi, they looked to him, they looked like people, the Ka'akri Leonani de Bustani, and they were uprooting the trees in his garden. He said, Amrle, who? He says to them, My Ovaidaichu, what are you guys doing? So Amrle, de Pakdin and Haman. Haman commanded us to take the trees. I guess for hanging, for gallows, I don't know, right? And Asalabesa, he doesn't do anything, he just comes back angry. He's angry at Haman when he left, and now Haman's servants are apparently uprooting his trees from his garden, so he's angry when he comes back. Haman no fell al hamita. Haman fell on the bed. Asher Esther alea. So what does he mean? No fell. No fell. It's Haman nafal. He's falling. No, Haman fell. Right, mi boile. So Amar Rabbi Lazar says Malamid she ba malach mipilu alea. He comes in. A malach came and pushed him onto. He no fell. He was pushed onto Esther. He just kept getting pushed down to Esther. He kept getting up. Getting pushed back onto Esther. So Amar. Amar. I think it's Achashverosh. Vaimi beta. Vay mi bara. Woe is to me inside and woe is to me outside. I was inside, I'm upset because Haman's falling on Esther. Outside, I'm upset because Haman's uprooting my trees. Vayomer melech hagam lechvoshes hamalka imi b'bayit. You want to, not, that's what he says, also. Also, I mean, also from what? Also, what's going on outside? And also, you want to take my wife in the house. Vayomer charvorna. So charvorna says, gam hine eish asher asa haman lemordechai gavoa chamishim ama. Amar Belazar. Rabbi Belazar says, av charvorna, even charvorna, Russia, he was also evil. Uba osa eitza haya. How did he know about the tree? Because he was involved in the original plan. So he was an evil guy who was involved in the original plan, which goes against what we say in Shoshana Yaakov, the gam charvorna zachor latov, which seems to indicate that he was a good guy. Gemara here seems to say that he wasn't such a good guy. He was a little opportunistic. Kevan Sharaj, alone is kind of so. Once he saw that Haman's plan is, you know, falling apart, Miyad Barach, he runs away from helping Haman. The Hayno Dixiv, that's what the Pasuk says about evil people in Eov. He says, Vayishlach Alav, Velo Yachmol, Beruach Yivrach. I guess they go by the winds. They run based on the changing winds. That's so Charvarna, you know, was a front runner, and he switched sides according to this. Okay, then the Pasuk says, Vayitluas Haman al Eitz, they hang Haman on the tree, Asher Heichel Mordechai, the Hamas Hamelach Shachacha, and the anger of the king, you know, died down. So it says, Shtei Shechivos Halalu Lamu. So what's the Shtei Shechivos? These two dying down, these two, you know, he was appeased. It should say Shacha, but it says two Chafs. Why two Chafs? So it says, Acha shamakul shel olam. One was that HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgave in Israel about the fact that they bowed down to the idol. Va'acha shel Achashverosh. And one calming down was Achashverosh. Va'amri lei. And some say Acha shel Esther va'acha shel Vashti. Both Achashverosh, that he calmed down both in the anger he had on about Vashti. I guess that he listened to Haman about killing Vashti, and the anger that he had about listening to Haman about potentially killing Esther. Okay, so now the Gemara, goes to discuss some of the pesukim about Yosef and his brothers in Mitzrayim, because there's a little bit of a remez to Mordechai in there. So after Yosef reveals himself to his brothers, he says, "Lekulam natan chalifos malos." For all of them, he gave, you know clothing, right? Ubin Yamin, Nasan, Chamesh Chalifos. And for Bin Yamin, he gave five times. And the Gemara says, wait a second. The whole point, the whole thing happened was because Yaakov gave more to Yosef. Now Yosef's doing the same thing and giving more to Bin Yamin. Efshar, Dover, Shnitzdaro, Osu Tzadik, the same thing that caused this Tzadik the pain, Yechashalbo, that's what he's going to fail in. And give the Binyamin more from the brothers. He should have been more careful. The Amar Rav Bar Machshia, Amar Rav Chama Bar Gurya, Amar Rav Bishvil Mishkal Shnei Slaim, because Shel Melas, because of two extra slime, a weight of wool. I guess that Shehosif Yaakov Yosef, that Yaakov added to Yosef, which was he gave him more clothing. Right? They say that maybe his clothing went further down to his, well, it was a cloak all the way down to his ankles. Maybe he had sleeves, and they point out that who was this? I saw that from Yoel ben Nun, one of the Rebbeim in Rosh Yeshiva and Gush, who says that the cloak that Yosef had was sleeves. Why is that sleeves? The sleeves were given to the people who were the managers, as opposed to the workers. I mean, he's not going to get his hands dirty. Yaakov puts Yosef, by giving that article of clothing, Yaakov basically puts Yosef in charge. That's why when he went out to Shechem, he went out to see his brothers. He's looking out for them to see how if they're doing a good job. And that's why they were upset about him. Then he put Yosef on top of them. So the Amar Rav Machshia, Amar Rav Chama Bar Gurya, Amar Rav Bishvil Mishkal Shnei Slaim, Neila Shehosef Yaakov Yosef, Lishar Echav, Nizgagel Hadavar, the Yared Avosin Mitzrayim. The whole thing, the snowball effect, and that's why they went out to Mitzrayim. So why would Yosef give more to Binyamin? So Gemara says, Amar Binyamin Bar Yafis, that what fact that Yosef gave more to Binyamin is five times, Remez Lo, it was a hint. Sha'asid ben Latzeis Bimenu, there's going to be an offspring from Binyamin. She Yetze Milfnei HaMelech B'chamisha L'ushay Machos, there's a goat through past the king with five royal garments. She'namar Mordechai Yotze B'fnei HaMelech B'l'ush Machos, Tcheles V'chor V'terzav V'tachriz Butz and Argamon, five. That's the Remez. Then it says, by Yosef and Binyamin, Vayipol al Tzavarei Binyamin Achiv. And Yosef fell on the necks of Binyamin, his brother. Why Tzavarei? Why twice? Vayif, and he cried. Ubinyamin Bocha al Tzavarav. And Binyamin cried on Yosef's neck, singular. Right, so we know this real well. Amar Rav Elazar, Bocha al Shnei Mikdashim, Shasidin Liyos Bechalkal Shel Binyamin. Yosef was crying about the two, but the Mikdash, that in the future are going to be in the portion of Binyamin. Like, not the entire base of Binyamin, right? Remember, I learned that there was just a Ritzua. It was part of from the Mizbeach onward, but the front part not. He says, Los Bechalkal Vatid and Lecharav, and they're going to be destroyed. Ubinyamin Bocha al Tzavarav, and Binyamin cried on the neck of Yosef. Shabacha al Mishkan Shiloh. He's crying about Mishkan Shiloh, Shasid Liyos Bechalkal Yosef, Asid Lecharav. Why are they crying about Mishkan Shiloh? The fact that Mishkan Shiloh is no longer means that the Beis HaMikdash is going to be built. Maritz Chayetz asks, why is that?
No, it was destroyed first.
Right, but why is that a bad thing? That leads to the Beis HaMikdash. Not my Shaila. Maritz Chayetz says, right? He says, and also Maritz Chayetz says it's supposed to happen. Right? The Torah tells you. Right? Maritz Chayetz quotes that it's Al Pi HaTorah. It's supposed to be destroyed. Right? He says here also. Yeah. Mashayach b'chiyal Mishkan Shiloh. Hari al pi haTorah ha'ilo lecharev. U'bichol b'ni yosam ha'isarach l'shah. It was only temporary. Va'achi b'nei beis HaMikdash Yerushalayim. It was only temporary to begin with. So what's the it's not equivalent. The pasuk's making an equation between the two.
It would have been easier if it was just decommissioned. It wasn't. It was destroyed. The Plishtim destroyed it.
Okay, but so it was supposed to be destroyed.
Why was it supposed to be destroyed?
That's what he quotes. It was Maritz Chayetz asked. I don't know. Okay. So then Yosef says to his brothers, your eyes see, and the eyes of my Binyamin see, keep him in the barrel lamb. So Amar Belazar, Amar Lahem, Kashem Sh'ein Bilipi al Binyamin Achi, right? Shalom Yabim Mikharasi, my eyes are the same. Just like I don't have anything bad on Binyamin, who wasn't involved in my sale, Kach Ein Bilti Alechem, I have no anger on you. Right, kipi hamidavari lechem, kifi v'chein libibi. I'm speaking, and that's how I feel. My mouth and my heart are the same, don't worry. Ulaviv shalach chazos hasar chamorim nosim mitu Mitzrayim. He sent five donkeys laden with the best of Mitzrayim. My mitu Mitzrayim, what is the best? Amar Binyamin bar Yefes, Amar Belazar, shalach lo yayin yashan. He gave him some good wine. Shadas akenim nocha emeno, because that's good for the older people. Vayichu gam achav ayiplu lufanov. So then it says Oh, this is after they buried Yaakov, and then Yosef and his brothers come back to Mitzrayim. They bowed down before him. They fell before him. They thought now that Yaakov's gone. Now Yosef is going to take out his revenge. Amar Ben Yamin by Yefes, Amar Belazar, Hainer Damar Inshi. This is what people say. Ta'ale bi'idna sagile. I guess when when the fox is in a good place, so even the lion bows down before him. So I think that's what, so Gemara says, Tal ma bitzirusei me'achovei. I'm not sure what's going on. He says, why is Yosef considered a fox above his brothers, right? Ma bitzirusei me'achovei. Why was he then? Why is he considered a fox? I mean, he was lower, and now he's higher. Why was he any less? Why would you have ever considered him less than his brothers? To feel that this is a point to say, oh, the lower person is now higher than the higher person. Does that make sense? Eli itmar achi itmar. This drasha is on a different pasuk. It's when Yaakov comes. It says when Yosef comes to visit Yaakov, when Yaakov's sick, it says vayishtachu Yisrael al rosh hamita. That he stood up he straightened up at the foot of the bed. There, Amar Rabbi Yomar Yevas Amar Blazer Tala be inu nasagid lei. That Yosef is higher, even though Yaakov is greater than Yosef. Then, but at this point, when Yosef and the fox is at the higher status, then you bow down to him. Then Yosef continues and he comforts them and he speaks to their heart. He said things that were accepted him. Right? He says, and what does he say? Just like 10 candles that bring up a lot of smoke. Lo yochlu lekabos ner echad. 10 candles can't put out one candle. Which means you 10 can't put me out. Ner echad, me, the one candle. Heyach yochol lekavos asar neros. How am I going to put out 10 candles? Don't worry, we're all good. Okay. Mar goes back to the psukim, the Megillah. Vayhuda ma'isa ora v'simchus lasan v'ikar. Right. Ora, Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Ora was ora reflects ora zetora. Right. That originally Haman had a gzera that they won't not learn Torah, and after his downfall, that goes away, and they can learn Torah without fear. V'chein, how do we know that Torah is ora? Chein hu omer ki ner mitzvah v'torah or. Simcha is Yontif, right? They can now celebrate Yontif. Having that Simcha is Yontif, ki we see by Yontif, it says, Omer, v'samachta b'chagecha. That's Simcha is Yontif. Sason is a Mila, right now Sason, they can do Mila. Hu Omer, it says, Sason ochi alim rasecha, which you say by a bris, Sason is Mila. And Elu, Vikar is, what is Vayikar? Vayikar, I guess it's like glory. Elu tefillin, that's the tefillin. B'chein hu Omer, we say the pasuk talks about tefillin. For Ukol and Me'aretz, and all the nations of the world will see Hashem Hashem Nikra Alecha v'Yirumi Mecca. That all the nations will see that your name, Hashem's name, is called through you, and they will fear you. Right? V'Tanya B'Lazar Gadol Omer Hashem Hashem Nikra is Eilat Tefillin Shabarosh. They bring kavod, they bring yikar, they bring royalty to Bnei Israel. The pasuk says Es Parshin Dasa, which talks about the Saras Bnei Haman, Asaras Bnei Haman Hamadasa, Amar of Eden, Amar of Ada the Ben Yafo, Asaras Bnei Haman. Right, the aseres sarich, aseres behaman the aseres. Right, you have to say aseres behaman and the word aseres sarich lemeimru b'neshima achas. They have to be said in one breath. My time. What's the reason? Kulu b'hadi adadi nafnus masayo. They were all killed at the exact same moment. There is a why do we say it? Right, why do we have to say aseres behaman? Like the minhag is that the congregation says in one breath. There's a base of Levi that talks about shomei ka'oneh. He says, Shomei Ka'oneh, you can hear and you'll be Yotzei. But there's certain things that Shomei Ka'oneh doesn't apply to. Shomei Ka'oneh only applies if you're what you actually have to say. But you don't say Shomei Ka'oneh by Birchas Kohanim, because it has to be stated Kol Ram. If there's another halachic item that needs to be taken care of, so Shomei Ka'oneh means what you say, I can be Yotzei. But if there's another aspect to it that goes beyond just saying, then I can't be Yotzei. So here also, it's Neshima Achas. So I can be Yotzei with your reading it, but I can't be Yotzei in the Shema Achas. That Shema Ka'oneh doesn't apply to that. Shema Ka'oneh only applies to the actual words. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Yochanan says, Vav di Vayizasa, who's that's the last son, the Vav, Tzarech Lemimtecha B'Zekifa. It has to be, I guess, longer, go down, Kimoradia, like something on a ship, the Livros. I guess it's something in the ship that goes in front of the ship to clear the stones in front of it. My taima, that's to go down low. Kulu b'chad zekifa izkifu, because all Bnei Haman were all hanged on one long tree. I guess that one under the other. And kids sometimes come home with that picture also. You see all, and some of the old Megillahs, and they have the illustrations that they're all hanging on one pole, on different parts of one pole. Amar el Chanina bar Papa, Darish Harshila Ishkar Tamrasa, Kol Hashiros. All the shiros, all the songs that are written in the Torah Tanakh, kula nichtavo ariach agabe leveno, leveno agabe ariach. Basically, it's like bricks. So you have in the line one, you have the words, space, words. In line two, you have underneath space, words, space. So it's like these bricks, right? Chutz mishirazo, except for the Aseres Bnei Haman, the Malchei Kenan, and the Shira of that when they of the 31 Malchei Kenan that were killed in Kibush Eretz Yisrael. They're rows. It's the word. It's spaced all the way down. They're on rows. We don't want there to be any ability to rise up from their falling. So if you have it the other way around, then there are steps. Sort of like steps, you can climb from one to the other. Symbolic that these are all that they falling and they cannot get up. So the king says to Esther Hamalka, "Beshushan Habir Hargu Yudim, the Jews killed 500 people. Mashel Asaych V'Yidin Lach. What do you want? Amar Bivo Milamid that after it seems okay. Milamid She Ba Malach Usisaro Apiv. It seems that Achir was upset they killed 500. So then the Malach comes and smacks him on the mouth and he says, oh, they killed 500, what else do you want? And he changes his tone to make it that he's okay and speaks to her softly. Okay, then it says, Uvavoal, if they are Melech, Amar, Ima Sefer, Yashum, Echashav, Asora, he says, the Gemara says, Amar, what does it say? Voal, if they are Melech, Amar, she says. What does it mean, she's Amar? That's masculine. It should be Amra, Amrami Baile. So Amar, Rabbi Yochanan, Yeyamar, Repeh, Mashakasav, Sefer. I don't know if that'd be something that should say out loud what was written in the book. They should read from the book, I guess, that they wrote.
Says you can't read it by heart.
I guess, I don't know.
You have to read the Megillah from the paper.
Okay.
You read it by heart.
You'll read it by heart, you're not Yodse. Right? It's by Yishlach Svarim, I'll call Yehudim, Divrei Shalom, Ve'emes, right? Amr of Tachman, Amr Rav Asi, Melamed, Shetzricha Sirtut, Kamita Shel Torah. It says Divrei Shalom, Ve'emes. MS equals Torah. Torah has to have the etched lines in the in the cloth. So to the Megillah has to have those etched lines, sirtut, you know, in those lines in the Megillah. Okay, and it says Kasher Kimon Hashem Azaram Divrei Tzomos. Then it says Umamar Esther Kiim Divrei Purma Eilav Nichla B'Sefer. So it says Marmar. So the pasuk says Kasher Kimon Hashem Azaram Divrei Tzomos V'Zakasam Umamar Esther Kiim Divrei Purim. So Mamar Esther in Divrei Tzomos Lo. Seems that they only accepted upon themselves Mamar Esther, which is just the Mamar Esther, which is that the Anes happened, but not the Divrei Tzomos. No, so Amar Rav Yochanan, Divrei Tzomos Umamar Esther, Kiyem Divrei Hapur Me'ila. No, they accepted everything upon themselves. Then it says, Ki Mordechai Yehudi Mishnah L'melech HaChashverosh V'Gadol Yehudim V'Ratzoi L'Rov Echav. He's liked by most of his brethren. And the Gemara picks up right away, L'rov echav v'lo l'chol echav. To most, not all, Milamei, to teach us, Per Shimenu Miksa Sanhedrin. Some of the Sanhedrin left him because he left the Sanhedrin. He went from being a Dayan to being involved in the court affairs and involved in the government. The Ibn Ezra on that pasuk, I think in Megillas Esther says, what does it mean, rov echav? He goes, yeah, if you're a good leader, not everyone's going to like you. If you're going to do some things, now, you can't satisfy everybody all the time. So if you're going to be a good leader, that's how you could. It has to be rov v'chav. I think it applies to Gabayim too. I'm not sure. So the Amar Rav Yosef says, "Gadol Talmud Torah Yosef Esalas Nefashos." Talmud Torah is greater than even saving people, saving lives. No, because they're going to assume now that Mordechai left to save lives. He was part of the Sanhedrin, and now he left to be involved to help save lives. Because the Meikara originally at the Aliyah Rishona. That when the Yehudim came to Jews came back from Eretz Yisrael, the Malchus Koresh, so they give us a list. And Mordechai is listed number 5 on the list. He's listed after 4 people. And there's a later list after Purim story, apparently, and Mordechai is listed after 5 people. He's number 6 on the list. It says, Dimikara, Chashele Mordechai Barsa Arba, Ulbasov Barsa Chamisha. Mei Karak says in Ezra Paragbeis, it says, Elu Bnei Medina, Oli Mishvea Gola, Asherbo, Imzerubavel. Who are they? Yeshua, Nechemiah, Saria, Ra'alia, and Mordechai and Bilshan. So Mordechai is number 5. Okay? He's after 4 people. He's number 5. Ulbasov. And then the Aliyah Hashnia, which happens during the days of Daryavish, Ksiv Habayim Zerubbabel, Yeshua, Nehemiah, Azaria, Ramya, Nachmani, Mordechai, Ubalshan. So he's after 5 people. He gets dropped a level because they're assuming at that point in time he left the Sanhedrin and went to work in the in government affairs. Amarav, Vitamer Rav, Shmuel Bar Marta, Gadol, Talmud Torah. Talmud Torah is greater than Yosef Rebinyan Beis Hamikdash. Why? She calls Mancha Baruch Ben Neri Kayam. As long as Baruch Ben Neri was alive, Baruch Ben Neri is the Rebbe of Ezra. Lo hinicho Ezra the Allah. Ezra didn't leave and then go up to Eretz Yisrael. Only after he lost his Rebbe did Ezra then go up to Eretz Yisrael. And that's how you see that Talmud Torah is greater than Binyan Beis Hamikdash. Okay, stop here. Pick up tomorrow.